Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. I'm Violet Blue. My website is tinynibbles.com, where you can learn more about me or read my blog. And if you're watching this today as a video podcast as well as an audio podcast, you'll be seeing images from Siege, also known as Clayton James Cubitt, who is an amazing fashion photographer who also has a blog on nerve.com called The Daily Siege, and that's S-I-E-G-E, where once a day he uploads amazing and very explicit erotic photos from his various adventures with his girlfriend and other girlfriends, and it's pretty hot, as you can see by the photos. And if you're not watching this as a video podcast, if you're listening to this just as an MP3, then you're still in for quite a treat today. Because we're going to be talking about threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes. Basically, how does one engineer a body, two bodies, three bodies coming together and having a really good time? Threesomes are a really popular fantasy, and if a threesome is your fantasy, you're not alone. In fact, you're in the majority. Whenever top 10 fantasy lists are compiled, sex with multiple partners always tops the charts. But while this fantasy remains one of the single most popular sexual fantasies around, few know how to actually make it happen in real life. When threesomes or other non-conventional couplings do occur, they tend to happen unplanned. A multiple partner fantasy that just happens can be incredible, but one with a variety of results ranging from hot to disappointing, bringing couples close together or rocking the boat. Making it happen at all, having hot sex during the experience, and doing it all in a spirit of safety and fun takes a bit more than chance and luck. For some couples, this is the ultimate sexual adventure. Multiple partner sex, where everyone is licking, sucking, fucking, and coming until all are satisfied, can truly be one of life's peak sexual experiences. At least that's what I've heard. Movies that depict a threesome as a taboo make it all the more alluring, and nowhere is the threesome more common than in mainstream porn. Maybe one of you, if you're in a couple, wants to try it simply to spice things up, to imitate something that turned you both on in a video, or you both want to satisfy one of your cravings for same-sex contact, or just want to watch. Or possibly the desire to try it, or do it again, comes from memory, recollections of steamy threesomes, foursomes, and sometimes more, because these make for some of our most unforgettable sexual adventures. But just how does one engineer more than two bodies coming together? In a threesome, a couple invites someone outside of their relationship to participate in a sexual encounter of some kind. The makeup of the encounter varies depending on the couple's fantasy, their rules and limits, and the third party's expectations. For instance, a female partner may want to have sex with her boyfriend and another woman, primarily to focus on the other woman while he assists, but does not directly participate. This fulfills the girlfriend's fantasy of sex with another woman, the boyfriend's fantasy of being close while two women have sex, their shared fantasy of sex with a new and added partner, and the new participant's fantasy of sex with a woman while her boyfriend watches. Phew, that sounds good. That scenario scratches the surface of the many combinations of fantasy applications found in a threesome. Yours may be experiencing a third person as an equal participant, sharing in the affection and sex within your established partnership, or you can both, quote-unquote, take turns with the newcomer. It might be that you want to try something else, such as two men having sex with a woman in her strap-on, two women using a man as a sex toy, a couple having sex with an anonymous stranger, a woman watching her boyfriend and another man or another woman, or vice versa, and more. Jealousy is the main issue, outside of safer sex considerations, that people face when experimenting with threesomes and more, and it's the first thing you'll need to think about before trying any trysts. Even couples who have established trust over time and are deeply committed to each other encounter jealousy from time to time, and often unexpectedly. So it's no great leap of logic to assume that sharing something as intimate as your private coupled sex life with another person, a relative stranger to your relationship, might cause a flash of anger, a sense of being left out, or loss, and a feeling of betrayal. It's even more confusing when these feelings happen all at once, especially when earlier you felt fine about everything. It's essential that you think everything through and discuss your fears with your lover before you try a threesome. Think about exactly what it is you want to do in your fantasy scenario, what you don't want to do, and explore possibilities of what could happen to upset you. Talk to your lover about all of it and find out their concerns and perspectives as well. Don't think that talking about it beforehand will dampen the excitement of trying the fantasy in real life. Believe me, it won't compare to a real-life threesome. Make sure that you establish boundaries about having sex with others. You'll want to establish that this is something you only do in each other's presence. Otherwise, you'll be starting an open relationship in one of polyamory's many varied and, for some, wonderful combinations. Many couples make rules for their adventures with others and set limits that keep both partners comfortable with the shared sex play. For instance, a woman might feel okay with a sexual encounter that includes another woman and her boyfriend, but set limits such as no kissing, no penis-vagina penetration, or no oral sex. Others might make rules like penetration is okay only if you're kissing me, stay focused on me, or you can only touch him if you follow my instructions, and another good one is only touch both of us at the same time. Think about what might upset you and set your rules accordingly. Imagine your partner kissing another lover, and if it makes you feel bad, take that off the menu. Your comfort levels around images and sex acts will change over time, so don't feel like your rules are set in stone. They are for your partner, but you can change them if you feel good about it. That's the cardinal rule around sex with extra partners. Only do the exact things that turn you on, make you hot, and make you both feel good. Your partnership should always be more important at every moment than the experience you're having, and the fantasy. Don't be afraid to say you can't deal with something, and don't be afraid to stop the action if you get upset. Check in with each other's feelings as often as possible. Remember, this is about a fantasy, and if one of you is having a bad time, it's not working, and it needs to change or stop. Many couples who successfully play with others have a hard and fast rule. If one of them wants the experience to stop or change in any way, it does. Some couples have a safe word, meaning a word that isn't commonly used in conversation, that signals to their lover that their limit has been reached in one way or another. For instance, you can agree to use stoplight terminology when you check in with each other. Green means I'm good, yellow means I'm uneasy, or let's slow down, and red means you need to stop. This type of safe word differs from SM safe words. In SM, safe words are used for the same reasons, but usually they're a very unusual word. For instance, I've joked about my safe word being alligator or Doritos, because that really gets the attention of the person who's in charge, and it also adds a little bit of levity to the situation. When you're playing in a threesome, something like that might be well received and it might not be well received, so it's probably a good idea to stick to neutral terms. When you're having the threesome, if your sweetie becomes upset, he or she is your first priority. If they've called code yellow, ask you to stop, or worse, left the room altogether, drop everything and go to their emotional rescue. Jealousy is often uncontrollable and inexplicable, and it's vital that you do not question their judgment, feelings, or point of view. They're possibly at their most hurt and vulnerable point, and you can have a constructive conversation about what happened later. Listen to them now. Do what you can to make them feel understood and follow their instructions as to what to do next. If they don't know what they want, or if they don't understand what happened, then it's time to switch activities altogether. Get a beverage, leave the room together. Don't make a show of apologizing to your guest. This will make your lover feel worse. It also might make the guest feel worse. Instead, tell the outsider that you're both going to take a break and ask if they're doing okay too. And try to laugh along with my accidental verbal typos. Okay, but what if you're the one that's upset? Of course, if any part of the fantasy upsets you in the first place, you shouldn't even try it. But if you're excited by the idea and suddenly find yourself in the situation and start feeling jealous, left out, abandoned, angry, or uneasy, say it out loud. If you have a safe word, use it immediately. Don't wait to see if your feelings will get worse, and don't worry about what your lover and your sex guest will think of you. They'll likely be glad you said something when you did, and your partner has a chance to be there when you need him or her the most. Don't feel guilty about spoiling a good time, because if it really was that good for everyone, then you wouldn't have felt troubled. Stopping the activity is okay. Great sexual adventures can be had throughout the course of your relationship, and this is just one of many you'll have together. So it's okay if you decide something isn't for you, whether it's seeing her kiss another woman or trying threesomes altogether. Jealousy is like a storm that rages in and subsides. If you feel comfortable later, explore your feelings about what happened. Loss and powerlessness are the main components of jealousy, and something you saw triggered a primal and awful feeling of losing your lover to another person. It hurts, feels like betrayal, and your trust in your partner is brought into question. Were you feeling in danger of losing your sweetie, Or was it the feeling of exclusion that triggered you? Did you feel like you needed to compete? Were you not feeling good about yourself in general? Take these questions and answers to your lover, even if you don't have complete answers for yourself. Talk about what you felt, what happened, and give them a chance to tell you how they feel about the situation and your concerns. Decide if your feelings are strong enough to make you change your mind about experimenting with threesomes. If you both want to continue playing with the fantasy, ask your lover to help you come up with solutions, rules, or limits to help you or them counter any bad feelings that might come up. Okay, now you've fantasized about it, given it serious thought, and talked it over with your lover. Now what? You know you want it. Now you just have to get it. In the conversations you have together, talk about each other's ideal types, in addition to the ideal meeting scenario for your threesome. Discuss what you're attracted to so that you can both get an idea of what you're looking for. Make an agreement that you'll only play with someone that you're both attracted to. Be willing to be flexible with both your partner's ideas of attractive and also in terms of what really will bring you to the edge. We all have a fantasy fuck in mind, but everyone knows what happens in real life and who that person turns out to be is usually quite different than what we'd imagined. And this is almost always a good thing. It might seem like finding someone might be difficult. Being flexible helps a lot, and you'll probably be surprised at how many people you'll find once you start looking. You'll find that a surprising number of people will prefer the safety, boundaries, and established trust that a tryst with a couple can provide. You may have someone, or a few someones, already in mind for your erotic adventure. You might be looking for the experience with no one in particular, or your fantasy might be about trying your luck with strangers. Your choices and options are open. Possibilities include approaching someone you know, going out to clubs or bars on sexually themed nights, attending sex parties or swingers functions, and yes, advertising. Friends and acquaintances might seem like appealing potential sex partners, but there is a lot to consider before you approach someone you know. The risks are obvious: rejection, loss of friendship, sometimes more if this person is someone you work with or see on a regular basis. In fact, I would just strike out anyone you work with. Consider people whose workplaces you frequent, like coffee shops, also off-limits, unless you already have an amorous outside work relationship blooming and everyone is clear about boundaries. Like with any sexual relationship, you stand to lose someone as a friend if the relationship or the suggestion of one isn't well received. With someone you know, look for clues that would indicate their interest in your fantasy. If they've ever indicated interest in threesomes, that's something that you'll look for. But even if you know they're into trying a threesome, it might still be beyond their friendship boundaries to change their friendship with you. Find out. Tell him or her what you and your lover are interested in and see how they react. If it's positive and that they are clearly interested in participation, be direct. Tell them that there's no pressure, they aren't to answer you right away, and that you'd like to discuss it again if they feel comfortable. Directness is scary at first, but it's your most helpful tool. Being honest about fantasies, expectations, concerns, and boundaries is your insurance against miscommunication, mishap, trust issues, and can keep you from getting involved with someone incompatible. But most of all, telling someone what you want is the best way to actually get what you want. You might elect for you or your lover to be the one to lead the conversation, or the approaching, beforehand, so that you present a together, unified front. The person who leads the cruising doesn't necessarily need to be the one who calls the shots should the clothes start coming off, but that's a fun scenario to play around with, too. Couples who cruise together might want to create their own private signals that indicate when one of you is interested in the person you're both talking to and want to know if your lover is interested in them as well. It could be as simple as asking if he's seen your lipstick. The lipstick question is your secret code that really means, is this person a potential playmate for you, too? So, for instance, if you meet someone and you're both talking, you could say, "Honey, have you seen my lipstick? Do you know if I brought it?" And that would be your code for, should we, you know, go for it with this person, or should we proceed? Should we hit on this person? If he says no, then that would be a no thank you. And if he says, "Yes, I think it's in your purse," or "Yes, I think I've seen it," it gives you the go-ahead to flirt and play. Similarly, it's a good idea to have a code that says, "Let's stop or move on," or "Get me the hell out of here." Negotiating your desires can be a matter of quick conversation over drinks, or can be days or weeks of getting to know each other. It's going to be different for every person that you come across and every situation that you find yourself in. There might be a lot to discuss, such as fantasy details, rules and limits, safe words, what type of sex is okay, safer sex, as in who's got condoms, etc., if it's a quick and dirty negotiation, spending the night or hour or weekend together, who pays for the whipped cream or hotel room, and more. You'll talk about this stuff as the event progresses as well, and everyone has the option of changing their minds as things unfold. Granted, it could be as simple as, my boyfriend and I think you're really hot, and we have a room upstairs if you're interested. But you'll have more time for fun, relaxing, and getting into the action if you get certain details out of the way and out into the open first. So let's not forget about the other person's point of view here. The person that you and your sweetie have set your sights on is bringing their whole set of desires, lusts, expectations, and limits to the experience, just as you are. Listen, ask questions, and check in with them whenever it seems appropriate. When you make your approach, be keenly aware of what you're presenting. Remember that first impressions are everything. If one of you has elected to do the talking, make sure that it's not all the talking, because you want the potential playmate to know that you're equally interested. With one person in a more aggressive communication role, they might wonder whose idea this is anyway. No one wants to go home with a couple where one person has been put up to it, or where one partner's intentions are unclear. For instance, a woman will be very reluctant to go upstairs with you and your boyfriend if she thinks you've been put out as the bait for an upcoming and possibly unwelcome switch. When you find yourself in this situation, don't forget that everyone gets equal attention, especially the person that you've invited into your relationship. He or she not only needs equal affection, communication and consideration, and orgasms, but they also might be experiencing a range of feelings too. Don't let them feel left out. But while you're thinking about their needs, conversely be aware of what they want from you. If they're cold toward you but hot for your lover, don't go any further. And if you sense any indifference or ambivalence about your partnership, boundaries, or feelings, it's time to move on. Okay, so you've talked, you've searched, and maybe you've found your fantasy, so now it's playtime. Here are a few suggestions for putting all those bodies together. First, when you meet, smile and laugh as much as possible. And then keep smiling, keep laughing, and keep flirting. Nothing sexier or more relaxing or warm than humor and confidence. Be silly, have fun, and be a big flirt. You can break the ice physically by playing a sexy game, trading massages, watching porn together, reading a sexy story aloud, taking a shower or hot tub together, Trey, California, or be bold and just start taking your clothes off. Play with the balance of power between you. Elect one person to direct the action or take turns being in charge. Always, always, always wear sexy underwear, damn it. And also, if you can put enough forethought into your experience, bring sex toys and always plenty of lube. Dildos and harnesses can make a threesome seem like an orgy. They're great for both women and men to use. Always have a stock of safer sex supplies on hand. Lube, condoms, latex and non-latex in case your play partner is allergic to latex. Gloves, finger cots, and dental dams should be in your fun stash. Always make birth control decisions well in advance. And about that lube I mentioned earlier, always, always, always have lube. Even if you think you don't need it, even if you think you're wet all the time, even if you think your partner's wet all the time and gets instantly turned on, believe me, you should be using it anyway for both pleasure and safety. Slicked up parts feel wonderful, and natural lubrication isn't always reliable, especially if one of you is taking medications or antihistamines or is nervous. Think about it. Use lube that's water-based, non-flavored or colored, and without added sugars or glycerin in the ingredients. Why? Because with women, these additives and factors contribute to yeast infections, not a nice memento of your encounter. Lots of lube that contains sugar or glycerin, look for glycerin in the ingredients, is actually sugar. And yeast feeds on sugar. So if you're someone or if you're playing with someone who is at all sensitive in any way, and most women are, to yeast infections, you want to avoid lubes that have that as an ingredient. Definitely, and I hate to say it, avoid Astroglide because Astroglide contains glycerin. A favorite choice for lube is Liquid Silk, and no, I'm not hawking the product or anything like that. I just happen to really like it. It has a minimum of irritating ingredients in it, and it most feels like natural vaginal lubrication. Also, it comes in a handy pump bottle. Anyway, back to the threesomes. Also, another fun thing is that you can try a lightly kinky prop, such as blindfolds or feathers. Of course, don't use the blindfold on the newcomer unless they explicitly ask for it. In fact, the many delightful practices and accoutrements of SM can be like putting gas on your threesome's fire. Punishments such as paddling and whipping have gravity with extra people who can be witnesses, helpers, or additional naughty boys or girls. Now, about actually fitting those Lego puzzle pieces of bodies together. You can do a lot, actually, with several bodies, and the potential for pleasure is limitless. Number one, a favorite, team up and perform oral sex together on the hapless third. You can also use your hands to masturbate the second person while the third one licks their genitals. You can hold the second person on your lap, facing outward, with both of your legs spread, while the third person performs oral sex on one or both of you. One person can lay on their back while the other sits on their face, and the other licks or fucks their genitals. This sounds so fun. Put the third person on all fours while one licks or penetrates their genitals and the other enjoys their mouth. Also, you can make a sandwich out of someone by putting him or her in the middle. With a man in the middle, he can penetrate one partner while being penetrated by another's fingers, penis, or dildo. With a woman in the middle, she can be penetrated while penetrating another with her strap on, or really any combination you can think of. And then, of course, there's the time-tested classic. You can lick or fellate in a daisy chain of oral sex. Now, earlier I mentioned advertising. Well, some couples get lucky and discover a playmate right in their own backyard. Meeting someone in an unlikely place, such as a cafe or party, or opening a new door with an old friend, and have their fun without having to search. But most of us aren't that lucky. We have to work at it a bit, which is fine, because as anyone knows, a little work and a little patience always pays off, especially when it comes to sex. So one option is to cruise for your new companion, meaning picking someone up in a bar, club, or other known pickup spot. The benefits of this quick pickup are many. You can have variety, you can make choices, you get as many chances to hook up as you feel like talking to new people. There's a greater chance for anonymous encounters, especially if you travel away from your hometown, and one-night stands or quick and dirty encounters are the special of the day or night. If this sounds like your cup of tea, do some research to find out where singles, sexually themed or bisexual nights happen at public venues in your town. Make sure the place you decide on is adults only and has the suggestion of a sexual theme to ensure the possibility of you finding the right person, someone looking for the same thing you are, that very night. Swinging and sex parties are terrific places for finding new people to add to your twosome, as long as you're only adding a female partner to your male and female. Well, what I'm trying to say is that swingers and couples swinging sex parties and everything that it falls under the lifestyles heading is really, really straight. So it's pretty much open to male-female couples who only want to play with other women. Male-male sexual contact is extremely frowned upon, and a lot of people who go to the swinging events consider male bisexuality downright offensive. Some couples know exactly what they want, and if you do too, placing an ad is the best way to get it. All major cities have weekly newspapers and their online versions, and in the back of the actual versions is where you'll find an area for people who place sexual ads. These are great for putting your wishes out there for someone to grant. There will be a section for couples and maybe more subcategories. Read through the selections fully to see what'll work best for your situation. You can advertise online as well as in other places, but to find someone local, you'll need to use local resources. If you don't care where they are or want to have cybersex threesomes with cameras and streaming video, put your ad wherever you feel appropriate. Read other people's ads to get an idea on how to write yours and be as clear and concise as you can. Keep in mind that people can be pretty dishonest in their ads, so answer ads with caution and know that ads that ask for generosity and donations are actually sex workers, meaning prostitutes. But if you're thinking advertising, sex parties, or cruising isn't your game, and you'd prefer a more straightforward arrangement, you might consider hiring a sex worker or two to fulfill your fantasies. Well, that's pretty much where I'm going to leave it today, although I could really keep going. But actually, what I want to do, now that we've talked about threesomes and talked about how to get them and a little bit about what to do when you find them, I want to leave you with a little lovely, delicious piece of threesome erotica to get you back in the mood and to go along with these really hot photos that I have going for you. So now, California Dreaming by Allison Tyler. Alden wanted to watch another man fuck me. You just can't say it any plainer than that. As he rolled me over in bed, parting my long legs and sliding his cock deep inside me, he whispered his favorite fantasy. "Just once," he assured me. "Oh, baby, just one time. I know what you're like in bed. I know how you feel and how you look and how you taste. but I want to watch another man learn those sexy secrets. I want to see you come while he takes care of you. He? I asked. Doggy style lets Alden go in deep, and for a moment he couldn't respond. But even though I was as turned on as my man, I wouldn't let up, waiting only a moment before murmuring more insistently, "He?" as I gazed into the mirror above our bed and stared at our reflections. Alden is dark-haired and bronze-skinned, with gray-green eyes that sheen with an insatiable sexual appetite. "You know who," Alden said, slamming faster now, really fucking me. I slid one hand between my legs and touched my clit, fingering myself gently as Alden continued, "You know, baby, the pool guy." Oh, God, the pool guy. Alden and I rent a large, Spanish-style bungalow in a sun-drenched Santa Monica. The best part about the house is the backyard pool, a lush aqua gem in a lagoon setting. And the best part about the pool is the stunning man who comes once a week to clean it. Talk about your California dreaming. Will is tall and long-limbed, with birch-blonde hair and eyes that rival the blue of the deep end of our oval-shaped pool. Since I first saw him, I felt that naughty pang you get when you're in a long-term relationship, but you notice a particularly beautiful specimen of the opposite sex. Although I've never been much of a swimmer, I instantly began to fantasize about taking a decadent dip into the pleasurable waters of sex with Will. Now that I had been given free rein to enjoy these fantasies, they came more and more often. In bed, in the shower, in line in the grocery store. Whenever I closed my eyes, that vision awaited me. I was California daydreaming, in a constant state of enhanced arousal. Somehow, though, the naughtiness didn't disappear even though these fantasies were green-lighted by my man. Because Alden wasn't suggesting a threesome, where he might go out and have a beer with Will at the tapas bar around the corner, explain the sex-charged situation, and then casually invite him into our boudoir. No, he wanted to watch, surreptitiously watch, while I got it on with the pool guy. And the thing of it is, nothing had ever excited me more. "Okay, here's the deal," I explained to my boyfriend after many pleasurable fantasy sessions. "I don't want to plan this to death. If it happens, it happens. Otherwise, we can forget about it. This isn't something I'm willing to force." That was good enough for Alden, and as it turned out, he didn't have to wait long. Next week, when Will arrived, I knew what to do. I walked by the pool in my indecently short white robe and settled myself on one of the outdoor wooden canvas lounges, as if I were innocently positioned there to catch a few mid-afternoon rays. Alden was upstairs in his office. I knew that if he looked out through the blinds in his window, he'd be able to see everything. "Hey," Will said to me, quickly glancing up from his job. "Hey," I said back, untying my white terry cloth robe and letting it fall open. I wasn't wearing anything underneath. Not a string bikini. Not a skimpy thong. With my shades on, I pretended to completely ignore Will, but I knew he wasn't able to do the same with me. No one could have. His eyes were focused on the silky expanse of skin showing in the parting of the robe. I could almost feel him grow hard from where he stood. After a few minutes, he walked to my side of the pool, then to my side of the lounge, and finally he sat down right at the edge. "You're gonna burn," he said, reaching for the suntan lotion. "You mean it's going to get hot?" He looked at me, eyebrows raised. "You know," I smiled, shaking the robe off completely, utterly nervous, "when we fuck." That's all the encouragement he needed. But before we continued, I reached into the pocket of my robe for a condom. "You're prepared," he grinned, "like you wouldn't believe." "And what does Alden think about all this?" he asked as he rolled on the condom. "We have an arrangement," I told him. "Oh," he breathed, "an arrangement." His hands were rich with the oil, and he slid them up and down my naked body. I breathed in deep to catch the tropical scent of the oil mixed with the bougainvillea growing on the stucco and the sweet honeysuckle way at the back of the yard. I sighed and arched, and Will rolled me over and pressed me down on the towel, his shorts open, his body on mine. I visualized Alden watching every move. I could see it in my mind as he pressed himself up to the blinds, one firm hand on his rigid cock, tugging as he watched Will enter me from behind. That thought brought me even higher as Will gripped onto my auburn ponytail and steeled me for what turned out to be a wild ride. His rock-hard body slammed into mine with each thrust. The combination of the action and the thought of my husband watching everything had me slippery wet, with juices dripping down my inner thighs. God, you're hot, Will sighed as he bucked against me. On fire, I agreed, pushing back into him, meeting and matching him stride for stride. I didn't look up to the second floor as I came. I closed my eyes and let the world disappear. Will brought his fingertips to my swollen clit, extending the pleasure for me as he drove in deep. Where is he? Will hissed against my neck. Where? Upstairs. Will jutted his chin upward, and I felt a connection made between the three of us, me, Alden, and my new lover. Or should I say, our new lover. Tell him to come downstairs, Will demanded. You, I told him, sighing. Oh, Will, will you do it? He called out Alden's name, and then I heard the sound of feet on the steps and the screen door opening. I looked up to see my husband standing there, a waiting, willing smile on his face. California dreaming? Maybe. But every once in a while, even the most fantastic dreams can come true. Okay, so that story was a little teasier than what I usually read. But Allison Tyler is awesome, and she's a friend of mine, and I really love her writing. But, you know, sometimes it gets a little sappy and cheesy, and that's kind of fun and funny. I hope you were totally laughing and cracking up about all the California stuff in there, too. One totally geeky sex nerd thing, though, that I want to point out about that particular story is that the whole condom with the oil thing, totally non-congruous, because oil breaks down latex and oil will break condoms. So if you want to try this fantasy at home, definitely leave the massage or tanning oil out of the equation when it comes to actually putting the condoms on. Otherwise, it's just, you might as well not even put a condom on if it breaks. Anyway, I'm your sex dork, Violet Blue, and thank you very much for tuning into Open Source Sex. In the next installment, I'll be reading some erotica, and I will have some really hot and sexy images from Comstock Films, courtesy of Tony Comstock, which is hot indie porn. And as Tony and I pointed out in a conversation that we had, yesterday about using the images, we're pretty much both trying to make porn for people who don't like porn. So I hope you're liking it. Thanks again.